Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's been filming like so far for A Quiet Place 2 on the security front?
You know, it's been relatively calm. We haven't had any problems. The shutdown of the roads went well. The detour seems to be working excellent. So I really no problems to report at all.
What's been, I guess, the biggest trouble with it? You know, I know there's a lot of people who are walking through just trying to go about their daily lives. What's been tough about it?
Well, the only thing is for the village residents, the people that live on Main Street, it's a little inconvenient for them, but they seem to be handling it well, and we haven't had any complaints or any problems at all.
How did the communication first come to the village and the police department, especially when it comes to just figuring out all the logistics? And how did you guys go about figuring all this out?
You know, we got together with the Paramount people who have been excellent to work with. We sat down, we figured out exactly what we needed to accomplish and came up with a game plan, and knock on wood, it's working great.
Well, you know, I know you're police chief, you're very official, but at the same time, you got to acknowledge this and be like, hey, this is kind of cool to see a movie being filmed here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not something that happens in a small village like this every day. So it's been exciting. It's been something that's been relatively interesting, to tell you the truth.
Is it weird if you would go to somebody and say, okay, listen, you got to go, you know, it's the liquor store just up the street and to the right, or and all of a sudden it's, you know, a Radio Shack now or whatever it is?
Well, absolutely. As people came to the village, and we have a car show here every Thursday, people are looking around, and of course we have a Radio Shack now. We never had a Radio Shack before. But yeah, it's definitely interesting, and Main Street looks great, and again, the Paramount people have been excellent to work with.
Knock on wood, but nobody's been trying to rush in, take some quick selfies with John Krasinski, nothing like that so far?
No, we've had nothing like that so far, and again, people can come out and watch. There are areas for them to come out and watch, but again, be courteous and cautious, and we have certain areas shut down that you can't go. So,
where would you advise the best spot for people to come watch? Because there was a woman who came from Chautauqua Lake just to see all of this today.
Yeah, the only place people can go and watch right now is Russell Park in the village. And you enter it from the John Street side, and then there's a line that you can't cross. And there will be an officer there that will be able to instruct you. A little difficult to see from that area, but that's the only area right now.
How taxing has the filming been on the police department?
We've been all hands on deck for a while now, but we don't mind.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.